Well, hey there. It's Wednesday morning, July 25th, 2007, and you're listening to Debs the Horoscope Lady on BBSRadio.com. I hope everybody's doing fine. This is a sidereal astrology show, and what that means is I look at the planets the same way the astronomers look at the planets, the same way NASA looks at the planets, the same way the Vedics look at the planets, again, where they actually are positioned. And if that's what you think you've been doing all these years, stay tuned and find out. You may be about 23 days or degrees off, and it's through no fault of your own. For instance, right now, the sun actually just got into Cancer for this past week. It's at 8 degrees of Cancer. Mercury is up there in Gemini. Mars is at 27, Aries, at the very end of Aries. Saturn just got into Leo. Venus is at 8 degrees of Leo. Jupiter is at 16, Scorpio. The moon is in Scorpio today also. So tonight you're going to have this great show where you can see the moon. It's about not quite half, and a little less than half. Half full, and you can see Jupiter right up next to it. It'll be absolutely gorgeous. Pluto is at 2 degrees Scorpio, and I'm sorry, 2 degrees Sagittarius. Neptune's at 27 Capricorn. Uranus is at 27 Aquarius, and if that means absolutely nothing to you, maybe it will by the end of this hour. Let me see. I wanted to thank a couple of the people that emailed me that said, yes, you were right about the iPhone. I hadn't seen anything in the newspaper about it, but apparently it was mentioned somewhere today that the sales were about half of what Apple was expecting. That's on the iPhone. And what I had said was on my free horoscopes page that is posted every week on mybirthchart.com and on searchbythestars.com. It's the free sidereal horoscopes that are posted every Friday morning. I said the iPhone. I don't know if Apple knew something that I didn't know, but their release date was right when Mercury was turning retrograde, and I said I don't think it's going to possibly be as good as people think it's going to be, or as good as they think. It just is not going to do what they've been communicating. And sure enough, the phone sales. I got like 4 emails this morning, so it must have been released somewhere on the news this morning. Saying that the iPhone sales were half of what had been expected. So I will continue to look on that. But, you know, and it's not being superstitious, and I want to bring that up right now. I had someone else who was very concerned about getting a chart done and didn't want to be ruled by, you know, the chart. And, you know, I don't either. I don't want to be ruled by, you know, there's enough rules out there, absolutely, plenty of rules out there, but no, I don't want to be ruled by somebody saying, you know, you got to do this, you can't do that, or, oh no, Mercury's going retrograde, you can't make a move. There are plenty of good things to do during a retrograde, but I wouldn't launch an electronics product during it. I'd have held off for that. If you have any questions about your life, I'm going to be talking about goal setting by the stars, which is the title of going to be my second book that I'm working on right now. It's going to be called Goal Setting by the Stars. I'm going to be talking about that a little bit today because the planets, two of them have, one just changed signs, one's getting ready to change signs, and Venus is getting ready to go retrograde on Friday. Talked a little bit about that last week. But if you want a question, have any questions about your own life, feel free to call in on 877-876-5227. That's here at the station on BBS Radio. And after I'm over, please stay and listen to The People Whisperer. That's my buddy Angel. He's on right after I am and is also a sidereal astrologer. All right, let's go back to goal setting by the stars and what astrology can be used for. And you don't have to know all the ins and outs of astrology. It's like I don't have to know how a television works in order to turn it on and watch something. I don't have to know about all the production things that go on at the station or the studio in order to enjoy a show. And no one's asking you to learn calculus or a ton of other math or simple geometry, for that matter, in order to get something out of astrology. So it can be a useful tool in your life. It's a part of what you know, I want to do is to make sure this is a tool that is accessible as easily as an ice cream scoop, essentially. Okay, I want some ice cream. Yes, I can dig into it with a spoon, or I can use an ice cream scoop and get it out, you know, nice and easy, and, you know, don't have to, like, strain my wrist or, you know, put some muscle into it to get that ice cream out. Same thing with astrology, and particularly sidereal astrology, which if you start using it, you will find that it works so much better than tropical, and which is why I switched to it almost 20 years ago now. All right. Goal setting. That's what you can use it for. If someone tells me or gives me a weather report, and I do look at the weather, I'm one of those weather people. I love following the weather, and I credit this to, you know, parents that were raised on the water, so the weather was extremely important, and all the farmers in my family also, another group of people, weather is extremely important to. But it doesn't stop me. If I know it's going to rain, well, you know, I just wear an umbrella. Yeah, I not wear an umbrella, you know, and I carry an umbrella, or I wear, you know, a rain jacket. I don't hang my laundry out to dry that day. You know, some things you don't do when it's going to rain. If it's going to rain hard, you know, I may rethink, do I really have to go to the grocery store? Maybe I'll wait till afterwards. You know, I don't necessarily want to drive on the beltway if it's raining really hard. If, however, I have to, you know, if I'm going somewhere, I have, you know, you have to get there. You can't just stop living. Then I may want to give myself more time, or I want to take an alternative route because I don't want to drive in the heaviest part of the traffic during a heavy, heavy downpour. That's just common sense. You know, nobody says, oh, well, your life is being guided by following the weather reports. You're just, it's useful information. Astrology should be the same way. So if, you know, the people are listening that were concerned, wanted to have their charts done, real curious about having their charts done, but didn't want to have every twist and turn guided for them. You know, that's not, one, what I do. I do predictive astrology, and this specifically was an email I got from a woman who, her family is from India, and they do a general reading, a life reading, and she had asked me, you know, do you do that? I said, well, I have done that. I'm not crazy about doing that, and here's the reason why. You know, I can, you know, lay all this out for you, but I know individually, as you make changes in your life, you know, the direction you go to is going to change in some ways. I like being specific. So, one, you know if I'm any good or not. That's one reason. But I have found if I do life readings for people, and I've done a few of them, I get phone calls every so many years, and they want me to elaborate on the details. I'm like, no, you didn't ask me for details. You know, I don't want to have to stop and go back and do all that again. But if you want the yearly consultations that I do, glad to do those. And am I telling you what to do? Eh, you know, what I'm telling you is a weather report. You know, this is what's coming. What do you want to do about it? It's always up to you. What do you want to do about it? You can use astrology as an excellent tool for goal setting. Now, goal setting is extremely important. It, you know, depending on where you are in your life, you may have just heard a lot about goal setting, or maybe you've always heard about goal setting. I come from a goal-oriented family. You know, my background. I can't imagine a time when I wasn't asked, well, you know, what do you want to do next? Or, you know, okay, you got, you know, what are your goals for school? What are your goals for, you know, my sisters play baseball. What do you want to do? You know, what do you want to do on this instrument? What pieces of music do you want to play? You know, why are you doing this activity? You know, what was the goal for it? And I didn't realize how fortunate I was growing up with that. And I say fortunate because when you focus on a goal, any goal, it's more apt to happen. If you go through life without any goals, then what you get, you know, you do get a life, but you get what everybody else gives you. You know, what they decide your place should be. And so, again, depending on what you've been reading or what you've been aware of, this may be brand new news to you, or this may be something you've heard over and over, and of course people hear it in different forms. It comes up in the media every so often. But again, it's always out there. People know, you know, they've done research. People that had goals in high school do better in life than people who didn't. People that have goals, specific goals in college, certainly, you know, finish their degrees quicker and finish up, you know, higher, faster, better, and all the rest of it. And people that just have goals in general tend to accomplish more. So, it, you know, it doesn't take any great research grant to just see that with the people who are around you. You know, Olympians don't just drop into it. They have a goal that, yes, they want to get there, and they work very hard to do it. So, yeah, you have those two things going on. How astrology can help you with that is if you know where everything is right now in your life, you can use the energy that's coming in at any time in different areas of your life to help set those goals, give you a realistic timetable to accomplish the goals, and, you know, just make so much more of what's available. And, yes, I know one of the big arguments, of course, is, you know, it cracks me up, well, you can have it instantly. Well, yes and no. I'm a gardener. I come from a family that grew corn and wheat and soybeans and, you know, timber for trees. And I know daggone and well, when I plant a seed, that seed has got a certain germination cycle. And it's, you know, if it gets plenty of sun and plenty of water, it will grow the way it's supposed to grow. It may be a little bit slower if it doesn't get enough water, like we've had a drought this year. It may top off pretty quick and bolt, you know, it's called bolting when it goes to seed real fast. If it gets hot earlier in the summer than it does later in the summer, all kinds of things can happen, but there's still a certain amount of time because there's a certain amount of things that have to happen, and that's why I love astrology for this. I had talked over the last 2 weeks about Saturn changing signs, and the reason I did that because Saturn's such an important timer in people's lives, represents an important time. It's a 28-year cycle, and again, you break that down by seven at the age of 7, age of 14, age of 21, and 28. Certain things are expected out of you in the society. It just switched signs. It's going to be in Leo for 2.5 years. So depending on what area of your life that moved to, things are going to be either... Well, tougher is what most people usually say, but I don't like that because tougher just, you know, indicates a little bit of discomfort, and that's okay. It's like it's going to be more, there will be lack for people that resist it, and there will be bonuses and rewards for people that jump in and say, okay, I can do this. I may not necessarily want to do this part of it, but daggone it, I can do it. Yes, I have to learn to play scales. I have to learn things like chopsticks before I go on to Beethoven's Fifth. You know, you've got to start somewhere and do it with as much enthusiasm and do it with as much earnest endeavor as you would some where you imagine yourself to be, you know, every step of the way. So we got Saturn that just moved through, and if y'all are feeling pressure from that, you know, please call in and ask. If, you know, it's like you're okay with that, that's fine. Let me tell you about Mars, which will be moving into the constellation Taurus on July 28th, 11:04 p.m. Eastern time here. But you'll be feeling it all day, everybody, and certainly the day after. What Mars does, Mars is sort of like Saturn in that they're considered, particularly in Vedic astrology, the bad boys. They're the ones that cause all the problems. Saturn, you know, is your taskmaster, stern, and makes you be responsible, and Mars just starts fight stack on it. You know, they don't feel get warm fuzzies off of either one of those planets. However, what I have found Mars useful for, and most Western astrologers have, is that Mars is an energizer. And when the energy is used correctly, the energy has a positive outlet. You can get all kinds of wonderful things from that. You know, people that are naturally active, physically active, you know, as kids, put them into sports that are physically active. Don't expect them to sit, you know, somewhere and practice yoga. It's not what their energy is about. So it's common sense. Okay, so we got Mars, who will move around anyone's chart, all 12 constellations, about a 2.5-year cycle. During that time period, Mars will appear to go retrograde in the sky, like it does this year, every other year. And so for about 6 months, sometimes, it's in one constellation, which it does this year. And so we'll talk more about that in September when Mars moves into Gemini. But right now, on July 28th, it's getting ready to move into Taurus. So people are going to be going through different phases of either starting things, culminating goals, finishing goals, maybe feeling tension like, ooh, I better, put my money where my mouth is, or they might find a time where things are just completely falling into place. And those are the times I love to let people know about, because they are more apt, human nature being what it is, just to kind of glide. What I tell them is, no, this is when you go for it. When it's easy, that is when you make your contacts, when you set yourself up for success, when you use every single waking moment to, well, that's a little dramatic. I'm such a Leo rising. When you use as much of your time every single day as you can to progressing yourself, you know, that when it's easy. And that's when people kind of like, it's easy, you know. I'll just kick back and let it, ride for a while. Not the time to do it. That's the time to, make your advances. You can, relax in the evening when you're not working. But let me give you examples of what's going to be happening to people. First of all, if you are a sidereal Aries, and that means you were born somewhere around April 13th to May 14th. Now listen to these dates. They're probably very different than what you're used to. April 13th to May 14th. And there's some, depending on which side of the international dateline you're on and how old you're on, it may even be April 12th to May 15th. But those are true cusps. These dates are true cusps. You always hear about these cusps in astrology. But if you were born approximately from April 13th to May 14th, your sun is in sidereal Aries. And for the last 6 weeks, you have definitely felt it. You've been getting irritable about things that, you can't figure out why. You have been compelled to take more action about your life and set your goals and maybe start a new job, cleaning up the house. I mean, it comes out in all kinds of ways. What I hope you've done in the last 6 weeks is to set some new goals for yourself and consciously decide, okay, I'm moving into this area now. I'm going to study this language now. I'm going to take up this hobby now. I am going to apply for this new position now. Something in those lines, because if you look back every two and a half years, you did make a change somehow, either within the career you were already in, or you picked up a new hobby, or you picked up, something along the lines that you did differently. Some people were joking and say, oh, that's when I switch bars. It's like, oh, I switch bars, hang out places every 2.5 years. Okay, well, that's your level of aspiration. That's your level of aspiration. But I would recommend you have a higher level of aspiration. Now, if you were born approximately between May 14th to June 14th, and your sun is in sidereal Taurus, what you're going to be feeling starting on the 28th, you probably have been feeling, blah. I mean, this past week in particular, like I just want to sleep. It's like shedding your old skin. It's like you can feel it coming, but you're not quite sure what it is. I'm growing. That's what it is. If you are a sidereal sun in Taurus, when Mars moves into the constellation Taurus later on this week, you are going to be so revved up. It'll start in your subconscious first and move to your consciousness and then to your body, and it's like, okay, I got to do something. What you don't want to do is hit the snack table too many times or go to the refrigerator too often, because what a lot of people do is like, I don't know what to do. Okay, I'll eat. I'll just eat, anything. It's just like, got to be doing something, and I don't know how to feed my soul, so I will feed my belly. I like food. I have no problems with food in general, but it's an interesting thing to watch people do. So what you're going to do if you're a sidereal Taurus is you're going to consciously think, okay, what level do I want to move to? What do I want to improve? What do I want to become in the next 2.5 years? What do I want to really be good at? And it does not have to be some huge life-changing thing, However, on the other hand, what I find is when people change even the small things, it leads to much greater life changes. Just a decision. Maybe I'll go be an intern somewhere, do community service work somewhere. I'll go be a docent somewhere at a museum. And it just changes all the people that you meet. It just changes your life. decide, oh, well, maybe I'll just, you know, cut back on sodas. You know, man, all of a sudden your taste buds start acting differently. It's like you can actually taste food because it's not coated with sugar all the time. Just different things. But have a goal. Have a goal in mind. Taking yourself to a new level, you know, in all seriousness, is a wonderful way, a wonderful goal-setting way to go with this, with, and particularly with Mars. So sidereal Taureans are going to be feeling this very, very strongly. What the sidereal Geminis are going to be feeling, and that's from June 16th to July 16th. If you were born anywhere from June 16th to July 16th or thereabouts, if you are a sidereal Gemini, you're going to be feeling all of a sudden like you're at the end of something. You're going to be feeling almost sluggish. And what I say to you is start cleaning stuff out. Get rid of things, and it's going to be 6 weeks, this time period. Get rid of things that are no longer you. And when you're feeling your most sluggish, that's when you start culling through. Okay, I don't want this. I don't want this. Clear it all out, because in 6 weeks, you're going to start this process that'll kick you off for the next 2.5 years. And I want you to be excited about it. I want you to be ready for it. But you're not going to be ready for it if you are, you know, still like, oh, yeah, you know, I didn't clear out my nest. So, you know, do I just build on top of the old stuff? No, get that stuff out of there, and then you can build fresh. If you are a sidereal Cancer, and that means you were born somewhere between July 16th and August 16th, or thereabouts, if you're a sidereal Cancer, you are also finishing up a 2 years Mars goal-setting cycle. So you should have accomplished quite a bit in the last 2 years. You should accomplish, you know, quite a bit with whatever goal you set then. But you can feel it's starting, the energy is really starting to wear down. It's still easy to do. It's almost too easy to do. You're getting bored with it. And it's interesting. Women will find this, like, in their cooking. They'll it's like, oh, yeah, you know, when was the last time I bought a new cookbook? I mean, that may not have been their goal at all, but it's just little things. It's like, I'm just bored making this dinner over and over. You know, I'm just bored with this. I am bored with the same shoes I have. And one of the worst things people do, I think, is when they start feeling this kind of, you know, boredom because, you know, is that all there is? They've accomplished so much in this certain area. Instead of rechecking their goals, and again, this is, you know, this talk is about goal setting here, they start, you know, shifting around little things that aren't important. You know, maybe a new pair of shoes will make me feel better. Maybe, you know, half a dozen CDs will make me feel better, or listening to new music. And that's fine if that's what you want to do. But what it's about is if you're starting to feel stagnant about where you are in your life, then it's time to see what the goals that you set subconsciously or consciously for yourself almost 2.5 years ago. And see where you are with that and see, okay, what can I do to finish out this cycle nicely and prepare myself for what's coming? If you are a sidereal Leo, and that means you were born between August 16th and September 16th, when Mars cruises into Taurus, it'll be making that final square, 90-degree angle, to your sun sign. You are at a position where whatever goals you set up 2.5 years ago, well, it wouldn't be 2.5 years ago, it would be about 2 years ago, that, you know, you still have something to prove. You still have something to show that, yes, show the boss, yes, the system I put in place a couple years ago still works. You know, my talents are still valid. And they're almost making you prove it. Okay, does this still work? What you should do with these goals, what you should do with whatever, like I said, a lot of times it's unconscious, and what I'd like to see people do is be more conscious about this. What I'd like to see them do is say, okay, I started, let's say, this spiritual path 2 years ago. Have I read all the books I possibly want to read? Okay, am I now walking my talk? Okay, I've read these books, I've been talking about it, do I practice this? For example, let's just talk about the spiritual practice of forgiveness. You know, I've done everything I'm supposed to be doing. I've got my treasure maps. I've got my goals posted up in front of me. But yeah, I forgave everybody a while ago. But Where are you with that? You know, if your goal was to be, you know, either be more prosperous in your life or be more spiritually advanced or, you know, whatever that was, and, you know, by golly, you sat down, or if you entered AA, you know, and you went and made amends with everybody, have you forgiven? Who have you kept outside your heart today and for the next 6 weeks? Who have I kept outside of my heart? You know, how do I invite them back in and say, I forgive you for not acting exactly the way I think you should act, you know, because that's a lot of times what it is. But at some point, if you were born with the Sun in Sidereal Leo, in the next 6 weeks, you're going to have to prove what you started out doing a couple years ago was worth doing. And then you'll start your wind-down phase after that. If you are a sidereal Virgo, which means you were born between September 16th and October 17th, what you're going to find yourself in over the next 6 weeks when Mars moves into sidereal Taurus is things are going to just snowball. They're going to be so easy. The stuff that you had to prove to people how much about 12 weeks ago, 3 months? And it had to prove 3 months ago. You had to prove your idea, prove your point. You know, you got your performance review and, you know, you did really well. Things are going to fall into place, and it's going to be so easy for you to say, just to take it for granted. And it's like, okay, this will be taken care of. This will be taken care of. This will be taken care of. But what would be helpful in your goal-setting process is like, okay, things are falling in place. We're doing this good. How can we make it better? How can we improve on this? How can we be prepared for the next phase? You do an internal review and say, okay, what could I have done better? What am I going to change now before I'm forced to prove, which will be the following, actually you'll have 6 months of it, when I'm forced to prove myself from September of this year through March of 2008, because that's when Mars is going to be in Gemini and will be squaring all the sun sign, sun in Virgos. So use this time. I was thinking about a couple clients I have. Use this time very well, you know, just and set yourself up sort of like getting the provisions. You know, it's like we got a bumper crop here of tomatoes, so I want to can tomatoes, I want to freeze tomatoes, I want to make tomato sauce now, so I have it in the middle of winter. You know, it's that kind of thing. You know, you stock up on things when things are easy. If you are a sun sign Libra, born between October 17th and November 16th or thereabouts, then you've got 6 weeks of adjusting. And by adjusting, you just are having, because Mars is not quite out of Aries, you've just had 6 weeks of proving what you can do, showing people what you can do. Now you're going to go in and tweak it. You know, you just had this combination of like, okay, this is what I can do. So I don't know if some of you have changed coaches or changed teachers or changed bosses. You got a job raise, you moved laterally or something, or you got a new job. So you showed them what you could do. Now you got to learn how to do it their way. You're in a different environment. You have to adjust yourself. The environment's changed. You know, and it can be as simple as, okay, I got transferred to another department, and they have the daggone air conditioning blowing all the time, so I have to wear a sweater. I mean, that's a very minor thing, but I'm talking about these adjustments you have to make, because you don't want to brush away what you just got. You don't want to just turn around and say, oh, no, I didn't mean it. I didn't really want all that you just gave me, that I said I wanted, that I applied for, you know, that helps me complete these goals. Okay, so it's a little bit different than what I thought it was going to be. It's a little bit more work. The atmosphere is different, but you can adjust. And so you're going to spend the next 6 weeks adjusting to make those changes so you can complete your goal. During all this, you keep your eye on the prize. What did you say you wanted to do? Or what did you not say but you fell into because that's what somebody else said you should be doing? Or, you know, just kind of push, you know, you just didn't have the wherewithal to say, I'll go this way. So they'll say, okay, I'll put you here. So you make these adjustments so this works for your goals. What are you trying to accomplish here? You know, and it's got to be something. You know, it's not just being there, you know, picking up a paycheck every week. And if it is that, see what other goals you can have inside of that that makes the experience better. You know, see what you can do. It's like just, you know, if I have to adjust myself so I don't listen to people complain all day, which brings me down, then that's what you do. Okay, I don't go hang out at the water cooler. I don't go by that desk that often. I don't do that. You know, I've got this, my term papers, I've got my work that I've got to get done. Okay, so I'm not going to be watching the TV show, you know, 4 hours of TV at night, whatever. You make your adjustments so you can be the best that you can be and accomplish your goals. If you are a sun sign Scorpio, born between November 16th and December 15th or thereabouts, you've got 6 weeks of where you really do have to, walk your talk. It's just, you've got to walk and you've got to do something. You're going to be extremely active. Some of you are going to find yourself being rather irritated. It's like because it's not moving as quickly as you would like it to move, or you perceive that other people are making it more difficult for you. That's not what's happening. What's happening is you are given a chance to show off what you really know, but it's got to be within this certain arena. Nobody's trying to stop you from doing anything. They're just setting up the boundaries. They're setting up what the way it has to be done. What do you have to follow? What do you have to do? What is your time? You know, if the boat is leaving at 10 o'clock in the morning, then you can't show up at 10:30 and blame everybody on that boat for leaving at 10. You know, you find out what the rules are, you find out what the boundaries are, you find out what the requirements are, and you fulfill them. And you get to prove you're as good as you say you are. It is a great time. It is an energized time. And it's sad when people waste their time blaming. This is a perfect time. It's sort of like a perfect storm where people will set themselves up for failure because they start blaming other people. That's a serious goal wrecker. You have a goal, you know, and all of a sudden it didn't go quite the way you thought it should go. You don't start blaming other people because, one, you're seen as a poor sport, and two, they know they can't depend on you to actually get it done because you keep drawing attention to the fact you didn't get it done. Wonderful young man. His name is Chris Conte. Hopefully you will hear his name the next Winter Olympics, which is up there in Canada this year, or next, not when it comes out, 2000, and I should know this, the next Winter Olympics in Calgary, and that's where they are. He's an American speed skater. He should be on the speed skating team. He literally missed being on the last Olympic team by a 30th of a second. A 30th. Man, that is so tight. That is so tight. What happened to Chris, and I have his permission to tell this, what happened to Chris after that was, I mean, he did kick himself. He did blame everything. You know, my skates weren't right. You know, the ice wasn't smooth on the side, blah, blah, blah. I mean, and he didn't launch a formal complaint. This was just grumbling that he did. Okay, he pulled himself back together, and he said, all right, man, 30th of a second, you know, that was my day. You know, it doesn't matter if I was a pound lighter, you know, a half a pound lighter, or my hair was cut, anything like that. The fact was, that day, I was a 30th of a second too slow. So what's going to happen next time? So he had retired from the sport. You know, because during the blame season of this, when Mars was opposing his natal sun sign, and he said, okay, I'm going to go do something else. But the fact is, he loves the sport. And even though he was training other people for it and enjoying it, he loves the sport, and he wants to see what he can do with it. And his dream has been, since a little boy, to be standing up there, you know, with an Olympic medal. So, first thing he did, he said, okay, I can't get mad even at myself for not doing it. You know, forget blaming not only anyone else. I can't blame myself. This is what happened. What do I got to do to prepare? So 3 years from now, you know, tryouts and whatnot, I know I'm going to be able to do that. And it's brilliant to watch him turn around like that, because I think what a lot of people do when Mars is 180 degrees away from their sun sign, what they do, they get their chance, and it doesn't quite happen. And, you know, sometimes it does. Sometimes it happens beautifully, and then they get this letdown feeling. But it doesn't quite happen. They come in number two, and they start blaming people. And then the whole energy falls apart. You know, it becomes an angry Mars energy, as opposed to saying, all right, here's my goal. Didn't quite get it. Okay, what do I got to do? Try it again. I'll get my goal. And for people that do succeed during this time period, their challenge is to, you know, keep on with it and make a new goal that is conjunct the goal they've already set. Okay, so what if, you know, if he had made the Olympic team, of course, naturally, Chris would have gone to the Olympics. That would have been the goal. But for the rest of us, you know, who don't have, you know, this type of aspiration, then let's say you went in and you were applying for, you know, you got your chance as trial manager. You know, you got that position. And they're going to try you out for so many weeks until, and then afterwards they're trying out a couple different people there. You can't compare yourself with anybody else. And you can't try to pull them back, dim their light. What you do is you do the best that you can do, and you help raise them up, you help raise the company up, because you'd much rather be seen as somebody who is dependable and helps out the whole group, who's team-oriented. Last week, Angel was talking about going into the age of Aquarius, and yes, we are going there in a few years, haven't got there yet, and everything's going to be group-oriented. You know, the needs of the individual are going to drop away considerably. That was Age of Pisces. So start now. You know, be ahead of the time. Start now. Start thinking about the effects of the team and what that means, and you will find yourself in your own goals getting moved higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and accomplishing these things. If you were born with the sun in Sagittarius, which goes from December 15th to January 14th, what you are going to find, pardon me there, what you're going to find is you are in this phase as Mars moves into Taurus in a couple days, and it stays there for 6 weeks, that you are also in an adjustment phase, but different from the Sun in Libras. What you're adjusting for, you're doing your final preparations so you can show off what you know. Really, really show it off. And this year in particular, since the sun, when Mars goes into Gemini in September and it stays there all the way to April 28th, all the Sagittarians, sun and Sagittarians, are going to have this time period where they get an incredible amount of time to prove what they said they could do. And again, so we don't want them, and particularly me, because I'm married to one, you know, blaming people if things aren't quite turning out the way they think it should. What they ought to do is like, okay, that didn't work. I wanted to go back again. I'm not going to consider, this is not a failure. This is just what happened, and I'm going back again. And that kind of thing. So what everybody's got sun in Sagittarius is doing right now is adjusting so they can get it right. Fixing that final stride, fixing that final, the look of the presentation or the way something flows or just getting the steps in their mind to, okay, if I'm doing this, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. Whatever your job is. I mean, this can apply no matter what you do in this life and where your goals are with it. You're making your adjustment period right now. Now, if you were born with between January 14th and February 12th, the sun is in Capricorn. And what Mars will be doing is when it slides into Taurus, you're going to be on Easy Street for about 6 weeks. And what you're going to find is the goals that you set, 6 months ago or so, are really showing up good. And that's nice. It's like, okay, I can see whatever it was I was trying to learn, man, it's catching on now. I got it. You know, it's hitting here. I get it. Whatever job you took It's like, okay, now things are, I mean, it's just, it's blowing along beautifully. What I'd like to see you do for the next 6 weeks, you know, certainly review your goals, but thank people who've helped you along the way and are still helping you. You know, find out if there's a better, even better way that you can do your job, that you can complete your goal. What do you need to do? Do maybe something could be, oh, I don't know, work together. It's because it is a trine. It is easy. Something could be blended. Something could be easier. You can stop by and pick up something, or you can go to a different department. You can ask for that. Say, you know what? I got to run from here, and then I got to run literally a half a mile away to another building for this meeting every day. Can I start my day in the building where there's a meeting and then come back over? You know, I can work more like that. You know, I won't be wasting my time running back and forth. And you can ask for this, and the boss will say yes. It's amazing. If this is a goal that is just self-directed, and so often that is with a Capricorn, if it's self-directed, then you say, okay, how do I really streamline whatever it is I'm doing to make this goal manifest? How do I streamline that? How do I make that easier and more powerful at the same time? I'm not talking about, you know, doing cheat sheets and making it quicker, except that it makes it more powerful. You know, anything that can save you gas, time, or money to make it happen, then that's what you should be doing for the next 6 weeks and saying thank you to everyone who's helping you along with this. If you were born between February 12th and March 14th, the sun was in sidereal Aquarius, you are going to be feeling the first, like, testing phases of whatever that goal was that you set, three months ago, 3.5 months ago, depending on where you are with that. You're going to be feeling that, okay, I said I wanted to do it. I paid for the classes. I took this job. I started, you know, exercising or whatever it was. Now it's getting harder. Now it's getting really hard. They expect me to do something. Whoops, what do you mean you've been teaching me all this time and now I got to do it on my own? I got to go solo? This is your testing period for it. What, as far as your goals concern, do you still have the same goal? Do you still want to know that, well, 6 months, actually in a year's time because of the, almost a year's time because of Mars going retrograde, are you going to want to still have this goal? Are you still going to want to be involved with whatever this is? If you don't, now is the time to jump ship. Now is the time to change, or to, you know, set your heights, your goal a little higher or a little lower. And it can go either way. Maybe it's just too simple for you, and you'll find that out over the next 6 weeks. Maybe the challenge is, it's like, how do I do this and not be bored out of my mind? And you may find a way to do that, or you may say, okay, I needed to sign up for something else here. This is not what I should have been doing. So good luck to you guys. I find people getting irritated during this time, this first square and what it is with Mars to the sign. I also find them having fender benders occasionally because they're too busy thinking about, you know, stuff going on in their head instead of being present, instead of paying attention to the fact that they're driving a two-ton vehicle, you know, down the road at 35 to 50 miles an hour. So pay attention to what you're doing when you're doing it and think about those goals, you know, sometime during the day and what you want to do with it. If you were born between March 14th and April 13th or thereabouts, the sun was probably in Pisces, sidereal Pisces. And what you will find is you're now actually, as Mars moves into the constellation Taurus, you're actually going to see some progress. Whatever it was you started new 12 weeks ago, whatever it is you started new 12 weeks ago, you're actually going to see some progress with this and see it as, okay, now I know what I'm doing. I feel like I know what I'm doing. Actually, you started 6 weeks ago, so in the next 6 weeks, I'm looking up here, in the next, you know, whatever you started about 6 weeks ago. And some of you who are not conscious of the fact of, okay, yeah, I just started something new, think about it. you know, look at it. Did you just decide, or did you just get a new roommate, or you just moved into somebody else's house? Did you just take on more responsibility? Did you just join a club? Did you just decide to pick up your Conte crayons after all these years and start fooling around with pastels? I mean, whatever it was. Did you start reading mystery novels again? I mean, you know, that's why I say that, because the people that do not plan specifically and say, yes, I consciously want to do this, you will still start a new phase of something. You'll still start it. It'll happen. It'll just be given to you, if nothing else. It's like you're going through this great cosmic cafeteria of life, and if you don't choose what you want, then that is what you get. That used to be, I used to have a cable show called The Cosmic Cafeteria, and one of the most fun things about it was, you know, real life stories, people that would come in and say, you know, literally, I was not consciously aware of this when it happened, and it happened like this. So the next time around, I was consciously aware. I did make my choices, and using astrology as goal setting. When you make your choices, man, it's so much better, as opposed to just getting the surprise of the day, you know, in a cafeteria. But that's what people do. So that's how I'd like to see everybody using Mars over the next 2 years. It's like realizing, you know, you've got a goal. You're somewhere in this process already. You know, what was my goal? How do I make it more viable for me now? How do I make it more real for me now? How do I stay focused with that? And just keep going on and going on and going on, and life gets better and better and better with that. Now, Venus is going retrograde. I started talking about her a little bit last week and, you know, what that means. And I was kind of joking about women generally turn into Boadicea with a battle axe. They become quite unpleasant. I think I'm going to save that discussion until she goes 27th, July 27th. I'd rather give it to you now, and because I did want to talk about President Bush's chart too, so I will get to that. All right. I wanted to let everybody know the changes that just happened out there, what that means for his chart, and certainly what that means for the country along with it, because it does. As the leader goes, so does the country. All right, so Venus is going retrograde, and she's going retrograde in Leo, so sidereal Leos are certainly going to be feeling that a little bit more than the rest of us, just by, you know, virtue of the fact that's where she is. And again, sidereal Leo, that means from August 16th to September 16th, if you were born there. And they will be the ones who find women to be more particularly difficult, more demanding, less willing to play nice than the rest of us. And but we'll all see it somewhere. What I suggested people do, and what I do, is particularly if somebody gets fussy at me for who has no reason to whatsoever, you know, it's just, I remember, okay, they're in a bad mood and it's their stuff, and but I'm kind about it, you know. It's like I take that, oh man, you're having a bad day, aren't you? And that will usually stop, most people are reasonable, and it will stop them in the tracks, and they'll say, oh yeah, sorry about that. Okay, may I take your order now? You know, it's like they're willing to go on with what they're supposed to be doing. If you are in a relationship with someone who is being extremely argumentative at this time, then do her a favor and call her on it. And these will tend to be women. You know, this is Mars. When Mars goes retrograde, great, guys, you'll have your turn. But this is our stuff here. And say, you know, what can I do to help you out of this? You know, just be honest with her. What can I do to help you out of this? Because, you know, right now, I don't know what to do. And men in particular, because when women complain to men, what a man hears is, you want me to do something. Give me direction, I'll go do it, I'll fix it. Because that is just, that's the way men are hardwired, that women are hardwired just to talk. And talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, and we just get it out. And that's that whole men are from Mars, women are from Venus thing. And it's true. I mean, this has nothing to do with your upbringing or anything else. This is just the way we're hardwired. And that's okay, as long as we all know it. So to the men who are out there, if you hear women, and I don't care if it's your mama or your two-year-old child or, you know, your sister, your wife, the woman in your office that is always true blue, she's there every morning. She's got the paperwork done. She's got it all going. You know, all you have to do is walk in, sit down, and enjoy, you know, what she's prepared for you for that day. she's not going to be doing that the entire 6 weeks, let me tell you that right now. But if you find yourself with a woman that you care about, that's part of your life, and she's being really fussy, tell her, honestly, say, look, you know, what I'm hearing is you've got a problem, you want me to do something about it. If I can't do anything about it and you just want me to listen, let me know and I'll sit here and listen to it. And most people will be, you know, your two-year-old quite won't be so reasonable about it, but most people, well, what they'll do is they'll say, oh, okay, yeah, I do have a problem, and this is what you can do to fix it, because this is when Venus goes retrograde. There is something that has to be fixed normally, and we haven't spoken up before about it, and now it's coming out. And shame on us, but that's, you know, I guess I shouldn't say that, but it's true that we don't speak up more often. And I'm not talking about a nagging, griping way. I'm just talking about the problems that, you know, as we go around making nice for other people, you know, and like, okay, I've had enough of making nice right now. You know, I want to do something else. I want to get this fixed. I want to get this satisfied. Venus is all about attraction and what, not just that physical attraction, but what we attract to each other. And so women are not so apt to be attracting, not necessarily attractive, but to be attracting at this time. What we're trying to do is clear out some of the stuff we have attracted to us, whether that is duties or chores or you know, clutter in the house or things that we agreed to do. And we need to own this, stuff that we agreed to do, but now it's overwhelming. It's too much. It's like, what did I agree to do to all that for? Why do I have to go visit that person? I can't stand those blah, 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 blah. Pull yourself back, man. You agreed to do it. So go and be pleasant. Find something you like about those people. Find something you like about their situation. I don't care if it's just the color of the hat they're wearing. You know, find something you like. And then if you don't want to do that, then don't volunteer to do it anymore. That just makes everybody's life so much simpler. It really and truly does. But that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be figuring that out. And I say we, I'm talking about women in general. All of us will be doing that. If you have problems in the next couple of weeks, either feeling fussy or irritable or dealing with a woman that is, please call in and ask. And if you've got her birth date, you don't even need the time. I can tell you how to navigate those waters a little bit better. Okay, I wanted to look at George Bush's chart before I get out of here. And like I said, as he goes, so does the country. Now, of course, in the last 6 weeks, Mars has been in his 10th house, which means everybody sees what he does, and he's been very public and very vocal about what he wants to accomplish. And he's got all these bills he's been writing and stuff and, you know, everything. Okay, over the next 6 weeks, when Mars goes into his 11th house, it's the house of just desserts. So people are rewarded or punished depending on what they have done previously. So does he get the bill signed? He's going to have a much harder time. If he has done, the people he's done favors for in Congress, and I'm saying this in all honesty, the people that he's done favors for in Congress are going to vote the party line. They're going to vote the way that he expects them to vote. The people, and I'm saying the people, but I'm talking about congressmen and senators, because that's who's doing the voting, from states that have been devastated by the hurricanes and floods and whatnot, or even the drought. And he hasn't gone in to make nice with them, particularly the women. I expect Nancy Pelosi out of California to really be giving him. When Venus goes retrograde, that woman's going to go into serious action there. We will be seeing Boadicea with a battle axe. The people from those regions will be bringing it up constantly. Not only will they not sign what he wants them to sign, they will not pass into law, they will be bringing up continuously everything he's done, because this is just desserts. It's everything that he has done that has been considered, that is illegal or immoral or just showed lack of paying attention, you know, you're not paying, you know, lack of being in the best interest. and they'll be steady at it, particularly the women. The women in Congress, of course, Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi, and I know someone's going to call me in and saying, after I get off the show, about I'm not pronouncing that right, and I own that. It's okay. I have great admiration for this woman, though, and they are going to be furious, and they're going to be steady on him. When Mars goes into Gemini, which is his 12th house, in September, and stays there for until April 28th, he's going to look at health issues. He may be hospitalized himself because that is his 12th house, or somebody around him. I never hope that anything, you just don't wish for bad things for other people. I hope his dad's okay. No matter what you thought of his politics, the fact is that's his dad, and that relationship, it's a sacred one between, father and son, just as it is between father and daughter. So I'm not excluding anyone there. He's got tough things. Saturn just went into his second house. Again, health issues coming up for him. So that's where he stands with that. Jupiter goes into six. Oh, yeah, he's got serious health issues coming up this year. All right, well, I've got to get out of here. Talk to you all next week, and we will be looking at George Bush's chart. Because, again, like I said, you may not like him in office, but he's a lot less scary than Dick Cheney. That's all I have to say. Listen to my buddy Angel the People Whisperer is coming up here in about 5 minutes. Bye now.